there's a pasuk that says, pasuk lamed aleph, pasuk zayin in perek lamed aleph. It says, Vayikra Moshe leYeshua. Moshe called to Yeshua, Vayemer Elov, and he said to him, Le'eni kol Yisrael, before all the Jews, Chazak ve'emot, be strong, Ki ata tovei et ha'om hazeh el ha'oret, because you will come with the people to the land, Asher nishba Hashem la'aveisam, which God promised to their ancestors, Lofeis lahem, to give to them, Ve'ata tanchil lena oisam, and you will have them inherit the land. On the words ki ata tovei et ha'om hazeh, for you will come with the people, Rashi says, Arei at teyo im amo hadin. Quoting from the Targum, Rashi says that the meaning of the words, for you will come with this nation, the meaning is, you will go up with this people to the land. Then Rashi goes on and says that Moshe said to Yehoshua, Moshe was telling Yehoshua that Zekenim Shebedoi Yiyu Imach, that the elders of the generation will be with you, Hakol Lefi Daiton Vatzoson, and all will be according to their opinion and according to their advice. That was what Moshe told Yeshua. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar LeYeshua. But God said to Yeshua, in another verse, in Pasuk Chav Gimel, God says to Yeshua, Ki ato tovi es b'nei Yisrael, for you will bring the children of Israel, El Ha'oret, to the land, Asher Nishbaiti Lahem, which I promised them. Tavi al karcham, you will bring them, whether they want to or not. Hakol toli bach, it all depends on you. Teil makil, take a stick, v'hachal kot kodon, and hit them over the head, and make them go into the land. Dabar echad l'deir, there was one ruler to a generation. V'loi shnei dabarim l'deir, and there can't be two rulers of a generation. So now, the Rebbe analyzes this Rashi. On the words, you will go up with them, Moshe says to Yeshua that the elders of the generation will be with you. So the Rebbe's question is, very very simply, what is Rashi trying to explain, and what is the need for any explanation at all? The verse, the pasuk, is very simple. Moshe tells Yeshua that he is going to go with the people into the land. So what is the need for explanation here? So the Rebbe says as follows. In the verse it says, for you will go up with the people. So the word ki, for, seems to imply a reason. That you should be strong, because for you will go with the people to the land. So the question is, going with the people to the land doesn't demand any particular strength. So how is this a reason and an explanation for the need to be strong when all he's doing is going with the people to the land? So this might lead you to assume that the word tavoi, which means to come to the land, might be understood in the sense of tavi, that you will bring the people to the land. Not go with them, but lead them and bring them. And for that, you need to be strong, you need to be in charge, you need to strengthen yourself in order to lead them into the land. But then, the word tavi would be understood not in its literal, simple meaning, but in a with a little bit of a stretch, that tavi is understood in the sense of tavi. So Rashi says, we can't do that. There's no need to change the meaning of the word tavi from its simple literal meaning. It means that Yeshua will go with the people, as the Targum translates it. So, the need to be strong still needs to be explained. If Yeshua is merely going with the people, and that's how the Rashi wants to explain or interpret the word taveh, because it is its literal simple meaning. So the question remains, why then do you have to be strong in order to do this? So that's why Rashi goes on to say, Moshe was telling Yeshua that the elders of the generation will be with you. How do we know this? Because it says, Ata tove es ha'om hazeh, you will bring this people, the people whom Moshe had established. And Moshe had established the heads of the tribes, the elders, to be in charge of the people. So it means that the elders are going to go with you. You're taking this people, a people led by elders, you are taking them into the, you're going to go with them into the land, which means that they, the elders, are going to be in charge. They will guide you, they will, and therefore you needn't be intimidated by the responsibility of what it says at the end of the pasuk, at the end of the verse, the ata tanchilena isam, and you will make them inherit the land. So according to this, Moshe is saying to Yeshua, be strong, because you're going with the people, meaning with the elders who will guide you and lead you, and therefore you will be able to do this difficult task of inheriting the land for the people. But Rashi also says that the elders will be with you, and hakel lefi daiton v'atzoson, and everything will be according to their advice and according to their opinion. So on this the Rebbe has a question: how do we know that not only will the elders help, but that everything will be, I mean, such an extreme statement, that everything will be, all will be according to their opinion? And also, how can the elders have such authority, so much authority, when in fact Moshe had placed his hands on Yehoshua and had transferred to him the leadership of the people, and Moshe had asked from God, had prayed that Yifked Hashem Ish Al Ha'edah, that God should establish one person to be the leader of the people, and here all of a sudden the authority is being given to the elders, to the 70 elders. And even in this pasuk itself, it concludes by saying, the Ata Tanchilena Isam, you will give them the inheritance, bring them the inheritance. Not they, but you. So for this, the Rebbe explains that Rashi had another question. The question is, how can we say that Ha'om Hazeh refers to the heads, to the elders, when we know that the word implies a low-level people? So how can Ha'om Hazeh, this people, refer to the heads of the people when the word usually refers to the simple, to the lowest of the people? And also, this seems to imply that Yeshua is included among the lowest, among the lesser of the people. And that's why Rashi goes on to say, Hakol lefi daiton v'atzoson, everyone will be governed, will be guided by their opinion and by their advice. So when it comes to following the advice of the elders, in this Yeshua is like everyone else. But not that he is in some way equal to the lowest or to the simplest of the people. And so it's not a contradiction to the fact that Yeshua was the leader of the generation, and that Moshe had asked that there should be one leader, not a committee of leaders, because what the elders had was authority over internal affairs, conflict between people, masa ha'om, the burden of the people, their internal conflicts. This they brought to the elders, and the elders would decide and judge in these things. But when it comes to going to war and to capturing the land and to dividing the land, this was only exclusively in the hands of Yeshua. He was the king, and there's only one king. And this, of course, makes sense, because Moshe did the same. Moshe was certainly the only exclusive leader and authority of his generation when it came to all of these major decisions. But when it comes to the burden of the people, as yesterday he referred to it, the burden of the nation, here Moshe gave authority to the 70 elders that they should deal with these internal questions. And so Moshe was saying that Yeshua should do the same, that he should continue to use the services of the 70 elders, and in this everyone should be governed by their opinion and by their advice, while at the same time Yeshua remains the exclusive authority, the king of the people, and there's only one king. That's what Moshe said to Yeshua. But God said to Yeshua, Ki ato tavi es b'nei Yisrael, you will bring the people, the children of Israel, el ha'aret asher nishbayti lahem, to the land which I promised them. Tavi al karcham, you will bring them, whether they want to or not. Hakel toli boch, it all depends on you. Toil mako v'hachal kot kodon, take a stick and hit them over the head. Dabar echad l'dei v'loi shnei daborem l'dei. There's one authority for a generation and not two authorities. So this also needs to be understood. Number one, why is Rashi here explaining on this verse, why is Rashi explaining a statement and a pasuk that comes much later in pasuk Chav Gimel? Number two, Tavi al korcham hakel toli boch tel mako v'hachal kot kodon, it all depends on you. Take a stick and hit him over the head. This is the opposite extreme. How does Rashi know that according that the opinion of the sages, of the elders, will have absolutely no value at all, and Yeshua has to disregard them completely? And number three, the end of the Rashi, one ruler to a generation, not two rulers to a generation, seems to be unnecessary. It seems to be repeating what was already said, that Yeshua will be the exclusive ruler. Take a stick and hit him over the head. And also, what is this expression, one ruler and not two rulers? The question here is whether there should be one ruler or 70 rulers. So when God said to Yeshua, you be in charge, so we see from this that there can't be 70 rulers. But how do we know there can't be two? So the explanation is as follows. Here Rashi is trying to cover a difficulty that is bothering Rashi, because it would seem right, it would seem appropriate, that Yeshua, who was a student of Moshe, would follow in Moshe's way, in Moshe's conduct, in all of the details. So not only would he be in charge concerning the capturing of the land and the dividing of the land, but in all ways he would be similar to Moshe. That's why he goes on to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said to Yeshua that he should carry the burden of the people as well. And Rashi derives this from the pasuk where it says, for you will bring the people to the land. He will bring them, and it refers to the people as B'nai Yisrael. Yisrael refers to the highest level of Jews. So when it says you will bring B'nai Yisrael, it means you will have the authority, you will be in charge, not only of the average Jew, but also of the B'nai Yisrael, of the leaders, of the heads of the people, even of the elders. And that is the Toil Makil V'Hachal Kot Kodon, that Yeshua has given total and exclusive authority over the elders as well. But now the question is, how does it make sense that Yeshua, who was the Meshuddis, the trusted attendant of Moshe, should end up acting differently than his teacher, than his Rebbe? Moshe had the help of the elders, and Yeshua did not. That's why Rashi goes on to say, because of the principle of having only one ruler to a generation, Yahushua had to behave according to his level and not according to Moshe's level. So since Yahushua didn't need the help of the elders, for him to take their help only because Moshe did it that way, that would mean that there are really two authorities in the generation, Yahushua and Moshe, because Yahushua is behaving like Moshe, even though this is not his need or his level. And so the statement, Dabar Echad Ladev, Eloi Shnei Daborim Ladev, one ruler to the nation, to the generation, and not two rulers, means to say that the new ruler has to conduct himself the way that is appropriate and natural to him, and not be influenced by the previous authority, by the previous ruler, which would give the generation two authorities instead of one. Now, according to Chassidus, all of this begins to make a lot of sense. It says in Chassidus that there were two parts, two aspects to Yahushua. There was the level of Yahushua where he was the attendant of Moshe Rabbeinu and the mekabel of the student of Moshe, and then there was the aspect of Yahushua where he was independent, where he was himself after Moshe passed away, and then he was on the level of Nar, of smallness. And there's an advantage to this Nar, to the smallness, as it says, Ki Nar Yisrael Ve'ehaveyu, that because Jews are like a young child, because they're small, that's why God loves them. He loves the smallness, because this smallness is a bittul and kabbalas oil that is greater in some way than an aveda, than a service that comes from greatness and from understanding of mind and heart. So this is the difference between the two verses. In the pasuk that says Ata tavei es ha'am hazeh, you will come with the people, with the elders, that's the level of Yeshua as he was a student of Moshe. On the level of Moshe was the level of wisdom, and elders means those who have acquired wisdom. So on that level, Yeshua used his intelligence, his tam vadas, his mind and heart, to serve God. And so he had with him, part of his aveda was the elders and their advice, meaning intelligent, seichel, and heart. But then the other verse that says, you will bring the children of Israel, this is what God is saying to Yeshua. In his relationship to God, the effect that God had on Yeshua was not one of intelligence and of understanding, but the effect was one of bittul, of humility, of smallness. And this smallness and this humility transcends intelligence. And then you don't need the elders, you don't need the mind and the heart in order to serve God when you have this bittul. And these two ideas are reflected in the words tavoi and tavi, the difference being that tavoi is spelled with a vav and tavi is spelled with a yud. The difference between the vav and the yud is that the vav shows a drawing down. A vav begins as a yud, but then it is drawn down, it's lengthened downward, which shows that some influence has come from above and has been brought down. In the Aveda, that a person serves God with his intelligence, with his understanding, where there has to be elders, you have to have hashgacha, that this intelligence should not be misleading, it should not be drawn down into the wrong place or drawn to the wrong conclusion. That's why you have to have a vav, that the yud has to be followed carefully, has to be traced carefully all the way down, that it not stray, that it not waver. And for this you have to have the zakenim, you have to have the guards on the intelligence to make sure that the intelligence stays true to the cause. But the letter Yud, which reflects Bittul, smallness, just a little dot, here you don't need to have elders, because there's no danger here in getting distracted or wavering from the point, because the Yud is the point. And then, not only aren't you dependent on the elders, on your intelligence, but rather you can be in control, you can be in an authority over the intelligence. Tel makil the hakim al kodkodon, take a stick and hit them on their head. On the head meaning over the intelligence, rule over the intelligence. So that was the level of Yeshua, that because of his bittul, because of his humility, his intelligence was guided by the humility rather than the other way around. In the expression Dabir Echad Ladez, one ruler to the generation, here Rashi doesn't bring any commentary, and he doesn't translate the word Dabir for the student. And that's because the word Dabir already appears in many places and is a well-known word and doesn't need to be translated. Everybody knows that the meaning of the word is authority and control. As it says, Yad bir amin tachteno. Also on the words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar LeYeshua, God says to Yeshua, Ki ata tovi es b'nei Yisrael, that God inspires Yeshua, that he can bring the children of Israel to the land. The Zayah says that this contradiction between the word Tavoi and Tavi, where Moshe says to him Tavoi, but God says to him Tavi, Rashi doesn't quote the Zayah's explanation and the Zayah's interpretation of these two words, because Yeshua brought the people into the land of Israel is explicitly stated in Tehillim many times in the Chumash and then later on in the Navi, and therefore there is no chiddush here. There's nothing that the student doesn't already know, and Rashi sticks to explaining that which the student is in need of hearing, and not that which the student already knows or doesn't need to know.